You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
From the What Could Go Wrong department, story here from NBC News. Trying to boost student attendance at a key college football matchup, one school has landed on a rather unusual promotion. Free beer, anyone?
Oh.
All right.
Rice University in Houston.
Nice.
Is offering free 12-ounce beers for students 21 and older at a stand near the student section. The university announcing late yesterday. And beer is not the only enticement that the university hopes will draw in more student fans for the Owls game against 22nd-ranked North Texas on Saturday. I mean, seriously, what could go wrong?
They want the crowd to be rowdy.
Yeah, but how bad are they that you have to offer beer to get the kids to go to the games?
Kramer, can you look up the Rice record for the season? Yeah. North Texas is ranked 22nd.
Yeah.
Showing a student ID will earn free Ben & Jerry's ice cream, a free T-shirt for the first 500 students, and a $15 voucher that can be used at two food trucks.
Okay. They are 5-5 on the season with a 2-4 conference record.
Okay, so they're not doing terrible. They have a chance.
I mean, the Mean Green, North Texas, is going to whoop some.
What's the Mean Green currently?
They are 9-1 overall, 5-1 in conference.
Okay.
Wow.
The residential college with the highest attendance can win a speaker and a $500 gift card to a local grocery store.
Okay.
And, yes, at one location in the stadium, if you're a student 21 or over, you get a free 12-ounce beer.
You know, the sting of the loss hurts less when you got your buzz on.
So they're just trying to fill the stadium. They want the students to actually participate and come to the game.
My guess is that this game is going to be on one of the, like, FS1 or something like that, and they don't want to be embarrassed with an empty stadium or a stadium that is packed with North Texas fans and it's green instead of, I believe, Rice's... what are their colors?
And a lot of the kids go home for the holiday.
White or brown Rice.
Blue and white, is that right?
Blue and white.
Blue and white, okay. Thought it was blue and silver, sorry.
A lot of the kids go home for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Not that early.
Well.
Not when you're hammered. The director behind the movie Titanic, being that we have the Titanic exhibit here in town, is revealing how he got a reluctant Leonardo DiCaprio to join the cast.
I saw this. I didn't know that he had been reluctant.
Yep. In a new interview with Vanity Fair, James Cameron, who, of course, was behind 1997's Titanic, said DiCaprio did not want to do it. He didn't want to be Jack, but agreed once he realized what a challenge the film might be. Says Cameron, who is now 71. So think about this, 28 off of 71. He was in his early 40s when he directed that movie.
Yeah.
In his early 40s. He would have been about 42. Told the outlet it took me 5 weeks working with him probably to drill down to what he didn't like about it. The answer was very simple. He didn't think the movie would be challenging enough.
Oh, gosh.
He didn't want to just be handsome young Leo. I said, it's not about you being handsome young Leo, even though you are handsome and you are young. I said, it's about holding the center when you don't have all those props.
I'll tell you this. I saw an interview on Reels with him last night. That's funny you're bringing that up. And he said he was so young once the movie came out, he didn't realize what box returns were. Like, what constitutes a good movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Returns-wise. And they said to him, you know, Leo, the movie's doing very well. And he's like, great. And they were trying to explain to him, Scott, no. It's looking like this is going to be a blockbuster. And in the interview, he's like, you know, he's like 40 at this point, 45. He goes, okay, great. So it's doing really well. And they had to sit him down, Scott. Like, you do not understand, this is going to launch. Even though he was already a known,
he'd already been in Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet, but nothing like this.
How old was he?
Oh, gosh. What?
21.
If that.
I mean, he's young. He doesn't know everything.
We went and watched the movie again before we went to the phenomenal new Titanic exhibit down at Union Station. And you forget how young they were.
Well, he was born in 74.
Just a baby.
So he would have been
21, 22.
21.
No, he would have been 23. When the movie came out.
And he doesn't look a day over 16, you know. It holds up. I'm telling you, that movie is still a great movie.
It is a great movie. It is, in my opinion, it always has been too long.
No.
It's 3 hours long.
Almost like a 3-hour cruise.
Yes. Thank you, Dan.
Get the hell. Prior to Titanic, he had been in The Boy's Life.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape, I think.
Yeah, he was in and Romeo and Juliet. That was his fourth movie.
Yeah.
Or third movie. Wow.
I mean, and if you say like, okay, what, like if you think Leonardo DiCaprio, what is the first thing that you think of all of the movies? Most people will say Titanic. I'm not saying that's his best.
What's his best?
You're forgetting Revenant.
You're also forgetting Departed.
Departed would be, I would say, probably number one.
Departed is a movie I could watch every day, all day.
I would say Departed.
It is so good.
Revenant and then Titanic.
See, I never saw Revenant. Is this the one where he gets sexually assaulted by a bear?
Well,
it's not that, but he is assaulted.
Fantastic, Scott. I mean, and you know, they had to shoot that in the middle of... I would have lasted on that shoot about 35 seconds. I mean, they had to shoot that in the most harsh, actual, you know, that wasn't snowblowers they brought in. They shot that in the deep, snowy wilderness of some place you could not pay me $1 trillion to go for 5 minutes.
Sounds like paradise.
Oh, God.
That sounds terrible, Dan.
Speaking of bears, did you see, there have been a lot of bear attacks lately. There are multiple people recovering after a really angry grizzly bear injured 11 people attacking teachers and children on a hike up in British Columbia. Two of them are critically injured.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, my God. It happened yesterday. They are calling this, quote, an aggressive bear. It remains on the loose this afternoon. Officers are armed. They are telling people remain indoors and off the highway.
Yeah, there's a bear doing bear things.
Two people were critically injured. Two had serious injuries. What's interesting about this attack, Scott, is that bears don't like crowds. They don't like noise. And one of the teachers risked his own life to try to get this bear away from the children. Bear just went nuts.
Did they not think to bring bear spray or a gun?
They did. They did bring bear spray. In fact, some of the children had to be treated not for the bear attack, but from the bear
exposure.
Spray. Yes.
Okay.
You know where they're also having bear attacks?
Where?
In Japan.
Yes.
I saw that too.
Northern Japan.
Up in the mountains,
They have started bear hunting up in northern Japan because there are so many bears and there have been so many attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am sorry that these teachers and students were injured, but you're walking on their turf. I hate it when a bear does what bears do and then we got to go kill the bear.
Well, is it an old wives' tale that once they like have the taste of a human, they go?
Yes, that is an old wives' tale. I mean, that would be like saying once they taste a salmon, they want more salmon.
Well, that's actually true.
No,
once they taste a salmon, they do want more salmon.
No, they just want more salmon because they're easy to catch because the dumb salmon swim upstream and then jump out of the water right into their mouth.
I mean, have you tried the lox? It's pretty good.
It's very, very good.
Why is it that, and I lived in Alaska, salmon were the easiest fish to catch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why do they swim upstream to mate? Why not just stay where you are?
Well, because that's where...
That's how their circle of life works, Scott.
Because science and biology, and that's just what they do.
So let's go swim upstream.
It's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Jump out of the water.
Yes, they spawn upstream. Have you ever watched one of the David... I'm obsessed with David. Is it Atterbury or Attenboro? We usually go to bed...
Obsessed,
I believe it's Attenboro.
We usually go...
Attenboro.
Whatever. We usually go to sleep watching one of those nature shows because his voice, something about that British voice, he is like Bob Ross to me.
Mm-hmm.
And he just talks about the animals, and I just go into this daze. Well, look at the salmon swimming upstream like that, and there goes another bear. You can turn that thing on. I'm telling you, it is the best thing to watch before you go to bed. Mm-hmm. It's not about murder. It's not about mayhem. I mean, it is the circle of life, but you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, Dana.
I go to bed to David Attenboro every night, or Attenberry, or Attenborough, whatever his name is. I love that man.
913-586-7798.
Very invested, we see.
There go the wildebeest.
What?
There go the wildebeest.
By the way, here are some of his other movies. I mean, he's in a bunch
David
of...
David Attenborough?
No. Leonardo DiCaprio. The Departed. Inception. Django Unchained. The Great Gatsby. Wolf of Wall Street. The Revenant. The Audition. Most recently, One Battle After Another. Don't Look Up, which was a great movie.
That was phenomenal.
Yes. That was a great movie.
Shutter Island, wasn't he in?
I believe that is... Yes, it was in 2010. Yep. I mean, just...
You know this...
The Aviator, Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, my God.
Gangs of New York.
Catch Me If You Can is one of the best movies of all time.
Good grief.
What is the one that he just did that you just mentioned that they spent so much on marketing saying this was going to be
One Battle After
Another? One Battle After Another. And then it comes out. I didn't hear squat about it after it came out.
It did well. The budget was about $150 million. It grossed $200 million.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. I hope it's good.
But it's 2 hours and 40 minutes long.
That's a long movie.
That is a lamb.
Well,
that
movies and the business have changed. Theaters and streaming and all that stuff.
Oh, so. I can't wait to see it.
I mean, it's an all-star cast. Regina Hall, Sean Penn, Leonardo DiCaprio, Benicio Del Toro. Wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
So, Dana, your favorite British broadcaster and biologist?
Yes.
Sir David Attenborough.
Attenborough.
I thought there was an N in there, Dan.
He's 99 years old.
Oh, yes. His catalog is deep.
Okay.
It's all on Netflix.
All right.
Tell you about the wildebeest.
Is something wrong with her?
My David Attenborough, whatever.
That's
impression.
The worst David Attenborough I've ever heard in my life.
But the polar ice is melting.
913.
Day by day, polar bears have nowhere to go.
586-7798.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So if you are an air traffic controller or a federal government air tech, whatever that means.
Yeah. Aren't they supposed to be getting paid?
And you had perfect attendance during the shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And only 776 air traffic controllers and techs had a perfect attendance during the government shutdown. They get a $10,000 bonus.
Good.
While nearly 20,000 other workers will be left out.
Can you imagine, like, if you worked every single day during the shutdown, but one because you were actually sick?
Well,
meh.
You didn't show up. So anyway, a number of controllers started calling out sick as the shutdown dragged on longer than a month, and they dealt with the financial pressure of working without a paycheck. Some of them did get side jobs. Others simply couldn't afford the childcare or the gas they needed to get to work. But 776 air traffic controllers did find a way to get perfect attendance during the shutdown. They get $10,000. Also, the Coast Guard seems to be reversing itself today and will reclassify certain imagery as hate symbols.
Good God.
So yesterday, if you were listening to the program, the Coast Guard, which I did not know this, is part of the and Dan, help me if I'm wrong here. The Department of Homeland Security, I believe, they used to be part of the Department of Transportation. The Coast Guard is not in the Department of Defense, which I found strange. Anyway, they had come out yesterday saying that swastikas and nooses would no longer be considered hate symbols, but yet divisive symbols.
Good God.
That was met with horrible controversy yesterday. I don't know how you could see it any other
way. Why even go there? It's so stupid.
Dana, that's a great question. Why even bother to enter into that territory?
They did, and now they've reversed it.
Yes.
Okay.
They came under an incredible amount of criticism yesterday for saying that the swastika and a noose was not a hate symbol, and therefore they're going to reclassify it as a divisive symbol. They are now reversing course, and the swastika, shocker, is now considered a hate symbol again.
They're turning that cutter around.
All right.
Yeah, so the Coast Guard used to be revenue and treasury. Then it was put under Department of Transportation.
You know,
and then
none of those things seem, like, accurate to me. Like, why treasury?
Well, that's the Coast Guard. What do they do?
They guard the coast.
Guard the coast?
Right, and the ports and the waterways.
Okay.
And all the shipping lanes.
They also seize drugs as they're coming close to the coast.
They have expanded that in recent decades. Yeah, they're now under the Department of Homeland Security, and that happened after 9/11.
That feels like a better fit.
And during times of war, they will be subsumed into the Department of Navy.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it not true that the Coast Guard did fight in Europe in World War II?
Oh, yeah. They were a big part of the effort along the coast, of course, and with the Navy in Europe and other places. Yeah.
Okay. A driver in North Carolina telling emergency responders that a bald eagle dropped a cat.
Have you seen this?
I have seen it. That crashed right through the windshield. The cat went right through the windshield.
Bald eagle flying with its prey, which happened to be a cat, then drops the cat from its gigantic talons. Cat goes flying through the air, drops to its death right through somebody's windshield. You cannot make that up.
Is there video?
There's still photos.
Photos. Oh. The driver's lucky they didn't die. This is one of those, you wouldn't even put this in the State Farm commercial because we've seen a few things. Ain't nobody seen that.
Okay.
Here's what happened. I'm just driving along. A bald eagle flies by, drops a cat, and it almost kills me.
The incident occurred at 8:15 in the morning on Wednesday in Swain County, North Carolina. The driver, thankfully, was not injured, went through the passenger side window.
How's the cat doing?
Okay, that comes in here in just a moment.
Daniel.
A photo shared by officials showed that the car's broken windshield, and it had a massive hole in it.
Mm-hmm.
The driver informed the dispatcher when he called 911 that the cat did not survive.
That's all nine lives right there.
Yep.
Poor kitty.
Said the driver in the 911 call, okay, you may not believe me.
Right? Let me just preface this with.
But I just had a bald eagle drop a cat through my windshield. It absolutely shattered my windshield.
I had a buddy who was playing golf, and either an eagle or a hawk had a half-dead rodent, I believe it was a squirrel, flying overhead, drops the squirrel. Squirrel and squirrel parts land on him. It happens. You're out in nature.
Nature's going to do what nature is going to do. I mean, it has no choice,
right?
Oh, my
gosh, disgusting.
Now you're going to make a claim with the insurance company and tell them.
That's what I'm saying. I swear.
What had happened was.
You see, what had happened was.
You're going to find this very hard to believe. However.
We gotta let Kermit go so he can find his mommy.
You gonna put him out in the grass, or?
This is the little baby we've been feeding for a week. I don't wanna let him go, but everybody else does, so. There's your mommy. Go get her.
They're letting a little bunny baby go.
It's there? Where's the mommy? Where's mommy?
Why do you have to play that?
Well, the hawk was taking the bunny back to its mommy.
That's actually what I would have told the toddler. Hawk decided it would be faster to give it a ride.
There's a song about all that.
Take her airborne.
Yeah, the circle of life, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Go find your mommy.
Those bunnies, they scream.
Boy, they do.
It's very unsettling.
Well, it's probably first flight, nervous.
Sure.
You know, it wasn't buckled in properly.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a first class ticket to mommy.
The snacks have been suspended because of turbulence.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
ABCNews.com. Four-time All-Pro tight end Travis Kelce plans to wait until just after the season to make a decision on his retirement. Though he did say today that he wants to make that decision early enough that the Chiefs have time to prepare for the future. The new league year officially begins on March 11th, which also marks the beginning of free agency, but teams can speak with potential free agents in the days leading up to that date. And they also will have been working on their plans for the April draft. Kelce said he appreciated the way that his brother Jason retired after 13 years with the Eagles, the elder Kelce making his announcement in early March of last year, which gave the team, his team, the Eagles, ample opportunity to plan their roster. How the rest of the season goes for the Chiefs also could factor into Kelce's decision. He has said that the lopsided Super Bowl loss to the Eagles left a bitter taste in his mouth, but things have gotten even worse this season.
Right.
The Chiefs are 5-5, currently outside of the AFC playoff picture, with the Colts rolling into Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday.
I cannot imagine he would come back under any circumstance. And you almost wish, like, I'm glad we have him this season, but wouldn't you rather, looking back, have gone out on a super high note than not on a super high note?
Like getting trashed in the Super Bowl?
Well, because it's just they at least attained, you got to go to the big game, right?
Yeah.
And now we're looking at maybe not, you know, I don't want to say it, but you know what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. It's what we're all thinking
in
this town.
You know, he needs to go be a father and explore new opportunities and give that woman some babies. We want babies.
I mean, he's the best tight end in the league right now. So, I mean, why not come back?
Arguably the best tight end of all time.
He just got the record, right?
Yep.
Just beat the record last
touchdown
weekend.
Yep.
Right? I mean, I would love for him to stay, but also, like, at what return on that investment at the –
what do you,
at, you know, with what your body is going to go through.
Three Super Bowl rings – 5 Super Bowls.
What more?
10 Pro Bowls, 4 All-Pro.
Yep.
You're engaged to Taylor Swift. Let it go while
what
you
more?
Still remember who you are.
At what cost do you stay? You know, to your body and that kind of thing. I agree.
And your brain.
I know. I agree.
You know? I mean, you want to know who Taylor Swift is when you're 50, right?
Yeah.
And he's, what, 36?
I mean, you saw him in one of the documentaries, Jason Kelsey, saying it's a thing just to get out of bed.
Well, he
like, he's so battered.
But that was also because of Tush Push in Philadelphia. That's why his body's just that beat up.
It's more than that, though, Kramer. I mean, this is a guy who it takes him 30 minutes to warm up his legs just enough to get out of bed.
Well, he's also in the – Jason Kelsey, at least, was in the trenches the entire time. Travis, I mean, he's occasionally in the trenches. He's not like he's beating people up like Jason did.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, how much would you pay for a penny?
A penny?
Online vendors are now selling pennies for $1,500 after the final coins have been minted. The story asks, is it a scam? Yes. The U.S. government's official phase out of the penny has prompted a surge of online sales listing rolls of 1 cent coins for hundreds or even thousands of dollars. Inflated prices popping up on sites like eBay and Etsy are 100% the result of opportunists exploiting public confusion about the end of the penny. Quoting here from the executive director of the Professional Numismatists Guild.
Is it common spelling?
What is a numismatist guild, pray tell? And you just watched Dan Weinbaum come running in here, dying to tell us.
Well, the numismatist, you see, is guild is an organization of people who specialize in understanding the value of
the numismatist. Wherever there are stories about coins, scammers come along and take advantage of the headlines, he said. On Etsy, it's not unusual to see a penny that's not even worth a dollar being listed for $100,000. People try it on eBay, too. Nobody is policing what people charge. In recent weeks, full boxes of 2025 Lincoln pennies, which cost banks $25, have been listed online from anywhere between $500 and $1,500.
Now, here's a question. What is the value of the very last penny that was minted a week ago?
Can you prove it was the very last one?
Well, I would hope somebody would authenticate it.
Oh, a whole lot of money if you hang on to it.
If it is the very last penny
ever mass-produced.
Ever minted, I bet that's worth some money.
Scott, the market for pennies in the numismatic world starts with the dealer-to-dealer market, and that translates into what customers should be charged.
Okay.
They dismiss claims that 2025 pennies from Philadelphia, where the last 1 cent coins were made last week, carry any special premium. I'm going to say that again.
Yeah, please do.
They dismiss claims that the 2025 pennies from Philadelphia,
garbage,
that were just produced last week for the last time, carry any special premium.
Yeah, that's what they want you to believe. That way, people aren't running around trying to figure out who's got the last one.
You know why? They marketed a billion coins. In 2024, they made something like 3 billion pennies. So which one is the last one? There's a billion of them out there.
You don't think somebody at the Mint in Philadelphia pulled that one aside, put it like in a little box to ship it off to the Smithsonian, and said, this is the last penny ever minted?
He says there is only one 2025 penny product with genuine collector value. The small number of Omega marked coins that the U.S. Mint struck to commemorate the end of the denomination. Now, those might be worth something.
Now, are these the ones that went off the last day?
Yeah, they have a special mark on them. It's an Omega Privy mark. I don't know what that means. It's worth between $10,000 and $20,000. Only 232 were made in Philly. 232 in Denver. All of them will be auctioned in December.
Where's the money go? Government?
I don't know.
From USA Today, more Americans are going into debt after a loved one's death. That is the finding from an annual survey by Debt.com, which examines how people finance their end-of-life costs. The survey found that 37% of Americans take on debt after a loved one's death.
I'm not surprised.
Of those who assume debt, 59% use credit cards to pay for the funerals and services. They surveyed 1,000 Americans in October, so that's a legitimate poll. Anything over 850 is considered legitimate. This one is a little shocking, said Howard Dvorkin, chairman of debt.com, and it kind of makes sense. You know, it's not really inexpensive, or check that, expensive to send one to the next world if you cremate them.
There's still a cost involved,
there is,
Scott.
A cost.
And if your loved one has not, you know, planned for that, you're looking at the adult siblings going, all right, who's going to pay the crematorium?
Well, wouldn't it be the kids?
Well, yeah, but like, it's not free.
What does it cost to get cremated?
Let's say it's $2,000.
It's not $2,000. It's much less than that. That's how I want to go out. Okay, here we go. The average cost is, wow, between $1,300 and $3,000.
I thought so.
Although prices can be as low as $700, depending on location and specific services.
I think you might want to clarify your comment that that's, quote, how you want to go out. You don't want to die in a crematorium, because that's what you made it sound like.
That'd be rough.
That is a rough way to go.
Would you rather drown or burn to death?
Drown.
Drown.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably so.
People say it's like a hug.
Yeah, I've heard that.
A hug of death?
Yep.
Okay. All right, let me rephrase. When I go out...
That's how I want to go out, in a crematorium.
When I go out, I want to be cremated.
Yes.
This is just a shell.
Yeah.
I don't need it anymore, obviously. And I don't want to take up space. You know? I mean...
Who was it the other day that said they wanted to be cremated, then have everything buried? And I go, no, that's...
No.
You're literally, that's beside the point, what, because now you're taking up space when you didn't want to take up space.
Well, first of all, that was me, and here's why. I want a little plot. There's a little cemetery not far from my house and in Shawnee.
Okay.
And I don't want, you know, 6 to 8 feet of land taking up, you know, where my casket is buried 6 feet under the ground. I just want, just like my uncle did when he died back in 2017 in Wilmington, North Carolina. He is buried in a little plot. Mm-hmm. And by plot, I mean it's like one by one.
Okay.
On a path in a forest.
Oh.
Next to the church and the cemetery. And it just, and we put him on the, in the ground. He was in a can, right? A very nice, it was a nice urn.
I think we call it urn. He was in a can. It was Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Folgers. And so.
Hey, bring me the can with Earl in it, please.
So my grandma put the urn in the ground. They covered him up, and they had a very nice little marker
that
just said Stephen J. Dunstan and his loving husband.
Canned on 10-12, 1998.
Loving husband, father, blah, 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 and his date of birth, his date of death, and boom, right there in the ground.
Okay.
That's what I would like. Here's what I don't want to be, is in an urn on my kid's mantle, because what's going to end up happening is after the grandkids are done with it, nobody's going to want me.
I'd fly around the world with it like a flat Stanley and take pictures with you.
That's illegal.
Not if I don't dump you out.
You cannot fly around the world with somebody's cremated ashes.
How are they going to know that's what it is?
Because you're right. They don't x-ray anybody's luggage at all.
You can't tell me you're not allowed to fly with ashes, because then if somebody died in one state and I got to get them back to the other state, I'd be breaking the law.
You can't fly internationally.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll take you all over the United States. Say, look, there's the biggest ball of twine and Scott's ashes.
I don't want you taking me anywhere in that state. And by state, I mean in ashes.
We're going to all 50 of them.
No.
Look, honey, there's the Big Ben.
913-586. The Big Ben is in England.
Across the pond.
Wrong country.
913-586-7798. Oh man, we are just minutes away from Festivus. Yes, please.
Yes, please.
It is brought to you by Q39, and we will get to that right after the top of the hour. Diana in Lenexa. Diana, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I have a friend, Eileen Dreyer, who's an author, and she had a friend named Dave who died. And for some reason, Eileen ended up with his ashes or cremains. And she took jars of them all around the country and maybe even overseas. Mm-hmm. But the best story, she was on Jeopardy when Alex Trebek was still the host. And she had a little pill bottle with a little bit of Dave in it. And she asked Alex if she could put Dave on the desk in front of her. Nobody in the audience knew. They didn't talk about it on the show.
Right.
But Dave was on Jeopardy.
She took Dave to Jeopardy.
She took Dave. And she was going to write a book about travels with Dave, but she hasn't done it yet.
That is outstanding, Diana, and I would read that book in a second.
Now,
I will tell Eileen.
Please tell her.
Before you get on a plane, you can domestically travel with someone's cremains, but you do need to, let me rephrase, it is strongly encouraged that you let the TSA know.
And because this is Dave.
Because there are specific containers that they prefer.
Not a pill bottle?
No. They prefer you travel with the cremains. So, and they prefer also that you put that person in your carry-on luggage.
Got it.
I don't know how she traveled with him. I'll have to ask her.
You tell her I said write that book.
I will tell her. I just love the thought of Dave being on Jeopardy with her.
He's on Jeopardy.
That is pretty awesome.
Final Jeopardy question. Who is Dave?
I don't. Yeah, really.
Right on. Diane, appreciate the call. Thank you for it.
Great story.
Okay, thank you.
The Indiana homeowner who is charged in the fatal shooting of a house cleaner who came to the wrong address posted bail today and was expected to be released after spending four nights behind bars. Kurt Anderson will have to wear a GPS monitor after posting a $25,000 bond under conditions set by the Boone County judge during a brief hearing this morning. By early afternoon, jail records showed that Anderson had posted bond. The suspect also has to surrender his passport to police in the Indianapolis suburb of Whitestown.
Okay.
Anderson was arrested. He's 62, arrested Monday and booked on suspicion of voluntary manslaughter following the November 5th death of Maria Perez, 32, a Guatemalan immigrant fatally shot outside of his front door.
As we go to news, a new study published in the journal Frontiers in Zoology.
Ooh, I have that. I get that every month.
Found that city-dwelling raccoons are showing early signs of domestication and becoming increasingly adorable to humans. Don't let them in your house.
Festivus is
coming. Don't feed them. My God.
Festivus right around the corner. This is the easiest time to get in. 913-586-7798.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.